To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it's now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. Our first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 1 to 3. Our psalm for this Sunday is taken from Psalm 144 or Psalm 145, depending on the translation of your Bible. Our second reading is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 35, 37 to 39. Our gospel reading is taken from Matthew's gospel, chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. The theme of our reflection this Sunday, my brothers, my sisters, is make real his consolation. Make real his consolation. My brothers and sisters, the first wave of COVID-19 virus is almost gone. Hence, the lockdown has been partially lifted. And like Jesus in today's gospel, we went to a lonely place called today Tabqa to mourn the death of John the Baptist. We are mourning for the dead and grieving the loss of a career, the loss of a home, the loss of marriage, the loss of our only daughter or son, the loss of a friend and relations. Thus, as the Lord says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1, console, console my people, says your God. Consolation is the heart of my message today. Hence, I invite you, brothers and sisters, as Isaiah did in today's first reading, to the spring of living water, all you who are thirsty, all those in tears, those who are hungry, angry, or in fear of a second wave of COVID-19. Now, the Lord says, listen, listen. Listen to me, and you will survive the dangers. You will survive the worries or sorrows of this present moment. Thus, my brothers and sisters, if we come to the Lord and if we are attentive to Him, He has promised under oath that we will recover our losses and overcome the fear of the unknown. Even if you are alone in this world or in a lonely place at this point in time, a lonely place caused by human neglect, failure, physical or emotional abuse, we must never doubt the promises made by our compassionate Father and God. The psalmist says today, the eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. Therefore, as St. Paul notes in today's second reading, my brothers, my sisters, nothing, I say nothing, and I repeat again, nothing can prevent our reception of Yahweh's blessings this moment. Nothing will prevent you from being blessed today. Nothing will prevent you from being blessed tomorrow. Nothing will prevent you from being blessed again and again. Neither death, nor life, nor angel, no prince, nothing that exists, nothing still to come, not any power or height or depth, nor any created thing can ever come between you, come between us and the love of God made visible in Christ Jesus our Lord, says St. Paul. However, if we fail to let him, the King of glory, enter, says the psalmist of Psalm 79 or Psalm 80, if we do not allow the King of glory enter our lonely places or homes, if we fail to beckon on him, as the psalmist notes, if we fail to look up to him, then we will not receive our blessings and healings in due time. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2 says, now is the time of favor, now is the day of salvation. Thus, my brother, my sister, like the crowds in today's gospel, we must seek the Lord and ask him to bring us back and let his face shine on us and we shall be saved. My brother, my sister, our Lord empathizes with us every day. And he will bless us this day. He will bless us today beyond our imaginations, beyond our wonder. For Christ is the new Moses who has saved us through his death and resurrection and led us out of sin and death. He will do it again, and he will do it again in our day, and he will do it again in your time, and he will do it now as you hear his word. All you have to do is believe. My brothers and sisters, for those of you, those of us enjoying the blessings of Christ's victory, we are called to share with others. We are called to take. We are called to give thanks. We are called to break. And we are called to give to others those things we have received from Yahweh. Let us share with others. Let us end the hunger, restlessness, and pain of our people, especially those who consider us, those who consider you as living saviors. My brothers, my sisters, turn your face towards those who are hungry. Turn your face towards those who have lost their jobs. Turn your face towards those who are mourning. Turn your face towards those who are in deep pain, and grant them favors according to the Lord's blessings, according to all that you have received. And I tell you, as we bless, the Lord will replenish. As we give, the Lord will give back to us, and he will surely turn our water into wine. Yes, St. Augustine says, our hearts are restless until they rest in God. Let us help them to see God. Let us help them to meet with God, and together we shall rest in God, and we shall all have peace through him. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you. May he grant you his goodness. May his favors be showered upon us. May he grant us the grace to make real his consolation here on earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Amen. Our Lady's Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.
You satisfy the hungry heart.